hey, you are wildly capable of great things. So take a deep breath, let it out. You've got this. I want to tell you guys today about Brandlink Media, a female-owned digital agency with years of experience working with businesses in Oklahoma and beyond on their branding, web design, email marketing, copywriting, and more. Remember, you are wildly capable of great things, and Brandlink Media is cheering you on. Visit www.brandlinkmedia.com to schedule a free consultation. Link in our show notes. It is my pleasure to introduce today Marissa Stinson, mom of two. Marissa, tell us about a few defining moments of your life.
Hi, Annie. Yes, a few defining moments in my life was, the first one would be when I graduated the Remerge program. In my 20s, I had set myself up for failure a little bit, and it had been years of just trying to piece my life back together. A lot of rough roads, but I conquered them, and being able to move on my own lane independently for the first time in almost 10 years was a really proud defining moment for me. And that was in June of 2019.
Amazing. And tell us, how old are your kids?
My son Jeremiah, he is 6 years old, and my daughter Genovia is two.
Okay. Very cool. Do you want to talk about how sort of they fit into your story and, you know, kind of what role they play in your life today?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So when everything kind of happened to me around 2015, I was actually pregnant with my son. So going through the court system and court dates and just dealing with all that stress, I was pregnant with my son, and then I kind of got out of that and started this life with my son a little bit. Unfortunately, I made more bad decisions, and then that got my son taken from me. So he's the one that kind of walked that life with me a little bit. Fortunately, he was at a younger age by the time I got him back that I don't think he notices too much of it. But when I was starting my Remerge program, I was actually pregnant with my daughter as well. So it seems like both times that I was going through the court system, I was pregnant. But it worked out. I mean, once I got into the Remerge program after having my daughter, I really worked my butt off and got them home quickly. And I kind of just finished out the rest of the program with my children at home. So I feel like I got back on track at the right time to where it didn't have any huge effect on them. But yeah, they were definitely part of my journey. So
if this isn't too personal, if you wanted to tell us about, you know, kind of what changed in your life and how things sort of started to turn around for you.
Definitely Remerge. Remerge really was what I needed to get myself back on track. Definitely my son being taken from me, I think that was actually probably more of it. That was real scary. I feel like I've gotten slaps on the wrist my life or before that. And that was something that kind of caught me off guard and was like, oh, wow, this is serious. And gosh, you know, it's probably the worst thing that can ever happen. So that is what it was. And just trying to do everything in my power to get him back and make sure that that never, ever happens again to him or that my daughter's not exposed to that. So,
I definitely want to ask you how you stay inspired and your source of inspiration, where you go to refill your cup. Is that your kids or, you know, are there other places you get inspiration in your life?
Oh yeah, definitely my kids. It's just me and my kiddos. They're, you know, they're my little best friends. We just do everything together, but definitely a source of inspiration. I got really lucky landing the job with my boss. he's a really good mentor. He's really given me opportunity and opened the doors for me in a ton of ways. Definitely, I would say he's an inspiration in my life. So,
yeah, tell us more about what you do at your job.
So currently I'm a project manager. We make custom software development and apps and websites and stuff like that. So I kind of started off there. I got into a coding school through Remerge in Palomar, and I got an internship there thinking I was going to code and be a developer, and it did not work out. It's just not me, but my boss saw other qualities in me that I shined in, and we've just been going at it ever since. It's been really great. So yeah, now I'm a project manager, kind of do more of the client facing communication, and definitely the communication with our developers, and just, you know, make sure that we're delivering good work to our clients. So yeah.
Amazing. And when you look forward and think about your future, what do you see?
Just continuing to grow, really. I'm really independent now, and that's something that I'm really proud of, and the things you can do with that. I mean, I'm just conquering it, and I feel like I just want to be better in my position. I love the company I work for, so I just hope to shine and stay there and grow, and just continue to provide a good childhood, good memories for my children. So
amazing. And up until today, what is your proudest moment?
My proudest moment would be probably graduating Remerge. That in combination with getting my son back, like I said, it comes with a lot of heartache, and being able to just say, I did it. It's over. You know, this is what you've been waiting for. You can move on and just live life how you're supposed to live it. It's finally here. And so when I graduated that and I could put all of that past behind me, I was really proud.
100 Magazine is a publication featuring 100 wildly capable women in Oklahoma City. Buy the magazine to read all 100 interviews at 100mag.com. Wildly Capable Woman podcast is produced by Sugar Free Media. You can check out our daily news podcast, News Du Jour, for a calmer space to consume the news. Music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast if it meant something to you to help us reach other wildly capable women.